Forward. The Incredible Story of Dumas Mill. In the folds of Mount Ratchas, overlooking the Valréas Plain, a powerful river from Drôme, named the Bear, traces its turbulent course. From the founding of Dumas Mill in 1768, the men showed vigilance and respect toward this natural force, even when its abundant waters would overflow. On days when the storm rumbled, at various fording spots, the Barra could transform into a scourge, sweeping away everything in its path. Distracted men, reckless animals, or fragile carriages. Its devastating anger could punish ignorance or negligence. The millers, discreet guardians of this haven of work, had the noble and unrecognized task of taming the river on a daily basis, skillfully managing the mill race and flows to maintain a steady flow. Thus, the stone and fortune wheels never interrupted their rotation in a ceaseless ballet, both day and night, allowing the millers to successfully carry out their work. At the edges of the mill park, a long dike wall recalls the caprices of the river's course in the past, perhaps signaling the tumultuous and spectacular episodes of flooding. The mooring rings discovered at this location testify to an old river activity. Barges must have docked here to unload valuable goods. Wheat, barley, and oats. Preserved by nature, a valley envelops it. A mysterious forest borders it, allowing the characterful river to meander through. At the center of this protective circle proudly stands Dumas Mill, with a basin steeped in rich history as attested by the Cassini maps, and a garden scattered with olive trees and beautiful cypresses. How could one not succumb to its charm? How could one not be overwhelmed by a deep love for this generous nature? A silent accomplice to the passage of time? The Dumas Miller family, who honed their craft to produce the renowned eponymous flower, sold throughout Provence in the 19th century, managed to thrive as true artisans of the four elements, air, water, fire, and earth. They fortified this place in every sense of the word, on all levels, infusing it with a vibrant and harmonious life that transcends linear time. But is it solely the recent history and the experiences lived here that create the positive magnetism that permeates this place? That's for you to decide. Ask for me, I have my opinion. Consequently, a journey back in time is necessary to around the year 1768. The first stone of the mill, under a different name than Dumas, was laid by the family in partnership with the master miller and alchemist Penalis Raymond from Réauville, near Grignan. By the end of the 20th century, the entire site, the main building, the basin pond, and its mill race resounded with productive power under the weight of the heavy stone millstones in constant rotation and driven by the two impressive water wheels. One of them is visible at the entrance of the estate, leaning against the north facade. The ballet of carriages entering and leaving the mill was incessant. The winds passing through the valley, bearers of legends about ancient mills and their magical curiosities, kindly contributed to sustaining this transformative power of grain by bringing a gentle and ideal humidity that preserved the precious commodity. Penalis Raymond would often tell his apprentices and companions, "Warm and humid air gives rise to the heat of fire and the moisture of water, for the joy of grinding the barley of the earth that we all are." The year 1793 brought its share of tumultuous events. Monsieur François Dumas, father of Hippolyte Dumas and deputy mayor of Caran, a village in Vaucluse, located about 40 kilometers south of Grignan, fervently rallied the numerous deputies of the Federation of the 34 communes of Haute-Comté. They gathered in the parish church of Santa Cecilia of the Vigne on March 16, 1793, with the intent of establishing themselves as a possible free and independent state, separate from the former authority of the Pope, enclave of the popes, and perhaps even from the rapidly changing New French society. This assembly, presided over by the former Marquis Fournier d'Oltan, mayor of Valréas, unanimously decided to take decisive action with the National Assembly to place themselves under the direct protection of France, benefit from its liberal laws, but without bearing its burdens. A few days later, in a clear response from the Jacobin authorities, the Comtat Venaissin was simply annexed to France. Amid this upheaval, two deputies were imprisoned in the jails of Lyon for proposing a shameless request to the Committee of Public Safety. They were swiftly sentenced to death as an example. These deputies were Messrs. Fournier d'Oltan and François Dumas. Both were executed in October 1793. François Dumas had, at that time, a 23-year-old son named Hippolyte. A few years later, he jointly took on the local political succession of his father and the position of tax collector of Keran. He accepted this dual mandate in the spirit of family tradition and at the request of the inhabitants. A victim of a plot, 1 year after taking up his responsibilities, he was imprisoned in the same prison as his father François, judged and sentenced to death by the same judge. Unlike his father, he managed to escape from prison. He sought refuge in the wooded lands of the current domain of Dumas Mill, by the Bear River. It was there that he met Panelis Raymond, the first owner of the mill, who took him in and discreetly offered him shelter. He was able to survive in this sanctuary for 3 years until his pardon under Napoleon. This period proved to be conducive to receiving certain teachings of nature, inspired by alchemy. The dark hours of the French Revolution and the feverish struggles of the Directory, until 1799, were nearing their end. Hippolyte, now a father of two young boys, Calixte and Amédée, and strengthened by the teachings of Panelis Raymond during his 3 year stay, accepted the offer to inherit the place. After transferring the mill to Hippolyte, Panelis embarked on a long journey across the world. He would not return. Later, François Dumas' son passed on to his own children, Calixte and Amédée, all the teachings received from Panelis, as well as the knowledge of the place. Hippolyte peacefully passed away at the mill in 1824. The Dumas family continued the development of flower production throughout the 19th century into the early 20th century. The preservation of this inspiring place remained intact in every way. The steam engine, the wars, and the disappearance of the Dumas Wam. Dumas' family led to the decline of flower production. Agricultural activity flourished on the estate until the mid-20th century, driven by the descendants of the Dumas family. The agricultural production and the Dumas ladies maintained the energy of the place and its connection to nature. Thus, the name of the location, the Dumas Mill, was born in the territory of Grignon as a tribute to its incredible history, which has remained in the collective memory of a few old-timers. 10 generations after Hippolyte Dumas' arrival at this site, the story takes on new momentum in the 21st century with the arrival of the Porcel family, the current owners of the Dumas Mill. By infusing emotion into this 4-hectare estate, with its main building and renovated outbuildings transformed into Provençal-style homes, they open the doors to a future deeply rooted in a desire to reconnect with its history. As a watchful guardian of the past, I reveal with emotion, kindness, respect, and gratitude some of the mysteries of this estate. So, welcome to this haven of peace, a place that invites wonder, a fertile land where the timeless threads of history and nature, reality, and fiction intertwine. Because the domain that the millers of the past discovered, developed, and protected will continue its work. to offer you the most beautiful journey, the inner journey. You are about to smell the lavender fields and truffle-growing soil, listen to the song of the birds and the murmur of the water. Observe the landscapes offered by nature and the magical variations of light. Touch the living centuries-old bark and stones polished by time and labor. Taste the flavors of the drome and the nectar of Ademar. Feel the spirit of the place and inner tranquility. In memory of Panalis Raymond and Hippolyte Dumas, I wish each and every one of you an enriching read. Philippe Porcel.